Hello and welcome to Gamercast episode 191. This is the episode recorded on the 14th of March 2010, and I am your host, Paul. Joining me this week is Adam.
Hey ho.
Stop saying that. And Catherine.
Hello.
That's three times you said that today.
Hey ho.
Sorry.
You said it on Messenger. It was like, argh.
I know, I didn't know if you'd work out how what I badly spell, whether you'd
yeah,
work
I was like,
out I'd said it.
Well, first one, it was like, what? Oh, hey ho, oh, that's what I mean, so okay then.
Oh. Cool. Well, I must admit, I had an exciting night of actually, we talked about this in an episode ages ago about the PSP Go and not being able to download a full game without it crashing. Last night, I managed to download Final Fantasy Dysteria during the night, and it didn't time out. It actually completed the download.
Wow.
It took 2 hours to do.
Well, another more important news, you can check out our YouTube channel.
Yes, we've got lots of stuff up on there now.
Yes, lots of stuff.
Yeah.
You can find that at youtube.com/gamercast.net. Dot being spelt D-O-T.
Like dot.
Yes, because YouTube is annoying and doesn't let you have a flipping dot in anything. Like a proper dot, like a full stop, period
a
dot.
Period.
Yes, we encourage you to review us on iTunes as well, because nobody's reviewed us for a while.
Do we have any reviews on iTunes?
Of course we do.
Okay.
We've had a few, I think.
Do we have many reviews on iTunes?
Well, we could have thousands, but we don't at the moment.
Sweet.
5 ratings.
Yeah, so anyway, let's get on with the news, shall we?
Oh, there you go.
Wait a minute. Scrap the news. We're just going to read one of our better reviews. Gamercast makes other video game podcasts look like small girls.
What's that supposed to mean?
It means other ones suck.
Small girls suck?
Jibby jab.
Careful.
There's no date timestamps, though. That's a bit crap.
But yeah, that was ages ago. That was literally years ago.
I'd review it myself, but I don't use iTunes. And it'd be a bit silly me reviewing the podcast.
Well, I actually had to get someone else to submit it to iTunes originally.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you did. I remember that. Because, of course, you didn't have
it. Let me think.
That was ages ago.
It was a guy called Damien Kane. He used to work at Game.
Yeah.
He had a Macintosh. I said, hey,
Damien.
Yeah. You could submit this to iTunes for me. Cheers, mate. Because, Adam, I don't know.
Because you need to have an account, didn't you?
Yeah, you actually need to have an account to submit it.
I remember you telling me about it. Or it being said about on Gamercast.
I didn't have a Mac at the time, so...
Or iTunes, apparently.
Yeah.
So, should we get on with the news?
No, let's not bother with the news this week. Let's go straight to the news.
Now, for the news.
So, this week, there's a couple of big items.
A few. Well,
a couple of big items.
There's a few really small things.
A few really small, kind of pointless things.
Well, they can just be like a few second announcements anyway.
Yeah, we'll keep them on beats.
Beats.
Yeah, so let's kick things off with, of course, everyone's favourite TV series and related spin-off games.
Yes, so Battlestar Galactica is having an MMO, which is not
a
retail boxed MMO.
It's a cheap-to-manufacture MMO.
Browser-based MMO. And it's set like the film, like TV series around the universe, 12 colonies. It focuses more around tactical space combat, but also keeping the storyline from the TV series amongst the game. So I'm not sure how that'll do it, unless, of course, you'll just be some guy.
Yes, my name's Hot Dog. Oh no, I'm dead. My name's Starbuck. I'm going to throw a hissy fit and not fly anymore. My name's Apollo. I'm going to become a fat captain bloke.
It's being
And then I'm going to suddenly lose my weight and become Mr. Apollo again.
It's been developed by Big Point Games, who made a browser-based MMO called Dark Orbit, which I must say I haven't heard of, but apparently it has 30 million players.
You're right.
But with an MMO browser-based game with quite a few players, hopefully they'll get it right.
Yeah, hopefully
it'll be quite nice.
It will destroy Farmville.
It's using Unity, because of course you can use Unity for browser-based games.
What's Unity?
It's an engine.
notable games which used it, such as?
I'm not sure. On actual games, I don't know.
Oh dear.
It's mainly used for like indie stuff and things like that. Anyway, okay, well, hopefully that'd be cool.
Yeah, let's talk a bit about Super Street Fighter 4.
Okay, so the tenth and final character for Super Street Fighter 4 has now officially been announced.
And you can check that out on our YouTube channel.
Yep, on YouTube/gamercast.net. We've got the video up for it. It's called, like, A New Challenger Approaches Hakan or something like that. Yes. And the character is Hakan. He's a Turkish wrestler. He's awesome. He's red with blue hair.
Can I just say...
I love him.
I don't think he's awesome.
I think he's so cool.
I think he sucks.
His music is awesome as well. And he loves his daughters because they are so pretty. That's what he says in the video.
That sounds incredibly suspect.
He's got all these cute little girls over him because they're his daughters. I think he looks awesome. And so he's a Turkish wrestler, and he oils himself up before fighting and uses that to his advantage. So he can slip across the floor, like make people slip out of his arms if he like grapples them and stuff like that. It's cool though because he's a large character, so like Zangief and Abel and stuff like that. But he's fast because of the oil, so he's a good-to-use big character.
He's a slippery little devil.
I think he looks awesome.
I'm getting so excited for Super Street Fighter 4.
I want to play it because of him.
I don't care about Street Fighter. Mortal Kombat.
Yes, poor Mortal Kombat.
Mortal Kombat 2 for the win.
Okay.
Oh my god, wait a minute. We need to suddenly... Wait, never mind. Let's just talk about body count.
Okay, I think I know what you're talking about. Okay, so body count's been announced, which is Codemasters' new FPS being made in their Guildford studio. It's mainly, well, a large amount of the team are people that worked on Black. So the creative director there worked on Black.
Wait, is that like old school PS2 game?
Yeah.
Made by EA.
And the game looks like Black. Pretty much the same, except it's being made by Codemasters. I don't know much about it. It's supposed to be alright. It's just Black, I believe. So yeah, body count's been announced. Codemasters, PS3, Xbox 360, not PC from the looks of it, which is a bit odd. But yeah, FPS on consoles. Can you scroll down a bit for me, please?
Yes, I can.
Thank you. Okay, so they've officially announced F1 2010.
Yeah, so everyone knew this was coming because yep. Codemasters obviously did the Wii and PSP versions,
yes.
Which came out last year. The Xbox, PC, and PS3 versions were always going to be the end of this year. And this is just to confirm
yep.
that there is a date, which is...
Is it September?
Yes, it is.
Have I got an actual date, or is it just September?
It's September, I think.
Oh, 24th of October. No, wait. They're racing then? Okay. I'm so confused.
It's a September launch for the game.
Yeah, okay. Because one of the circuits in it, because Shark told me about this, hasn't been raced on before in Korea. And you actually get to race on the circuit before they do it in the actual F1.
In your face, suckers.
So that actual race is on the 24th of October, which is the date that I've got down.
In your face, Danny Hamilton.
Danny Hamilton, huh?
He knows who I am.
So that's been made by Codemasters as well. I imagine that'll look quite nice. I'm sure they could pull off a good... Dirt's alright, isn't it?
Yeah, Codemasters have got some decent racing games.
Well, they've always done Colin McRae, haven't they?
Mm.
And now they're doing F1. Sorry.
Yeah, the main thing is, however, that the PC will be getting an F1 game, because obviously the last decent F1 game was, what, Grand Prix 4? Which was also going to come out on the Xbox One, but was canned.
Yeah.
So hopefully Codemasters don't screw this up and just make it into a terrible arcade game, or make it terrible like some of the EA games, which the EA F1 games were terrible.
They're really old, aren't they? Was that like 2000?
A bit later than that. When did Sony get the license?
I don't know. Maybe 2002?
I thought it was a bit later than that.
Really?
Yeah.
But yeah, so it's coming out September, has all the official teams, drivers and circuits for this season, and yeah.
Yeah, obviously you have to wait a bit, that's the only thing.
More details will be announced soon, I'm quite sure.
More details.
Okay, EA have announced Rock Band 3. Well, EA... Actually, no, it was announced by Viacom because, of course, do Viacom own Harmonix?
Probably.
Do Viacom own MTV? Viacom own everything.
Viacom own a lot of stuff.
Well, that's because they're a conglomerate. Okay, so Rock Band 3 has been officially announced to be released this winter, developed by Harmonix and published by EA and MTV. It's the fourth title in the series? Oh, I suppose Beatles.
Yeah, let's just say one thing. The Beatles Rock Band was the biggest flop in all Guitar Hero history. I'm classing Rock Band as Guitar Hero.
I quite liked it.
It was a massive flop.
It made a lot of
noise. I know it was a flop, but I like the Beatles.
Because Paul McCartney is a git.
Okay, and yeah, so apparently Rock Band 3 is going to revolutionise the genre where its previous titles have not. Not entirely sure how or... Well, how
they're
going to do that at all?
Revolutionise it. Wait a minute. I know what they're going to do. You know, you've got the buttons you have to press.
Yeah.
They're going to mix them up so every time the colours change, just to make it more confusing.
Either way, so yeah, that's coming out winter this year. Next up.
A bit of GDC news. So Microsoft showed off their new XNA 4.0 stuff, which is going to be the new platform. Stuff for developing Windows Phone 7 series games as well. And the main cool thing I thought was interesting was some of the cross-platform stuff. So obviously with the XNA stuff you can make Xbox games, PC games, and also Windows Phone 7 series games. Which I'm now going to refer as Windows Mobile 7.
Windows
even though
7?
That's not what it's called, but I'm calling it that because, you know, it's better. So yeah, if some people might remember the cross-platform multiplayer they had with Shadowrun, which never really took off.
No.
probably because Shadowrun wasn't a good game. But, I mean, you know, I don't know why they never really took off. I guess a lot of PC developers don't want to hand over their multiplayer components because obviously they would have to use the live service exclusively for that.
I just wish more things did it, though.
Yeah, it would be
it's
nice.
It's annoying.
The only problem is you jump into that realm of someone's got a controller, someone's got a mouse.
That's cool.
And on some games...
As a guy who uses a mouse, I have no objections to someone using a controller.
Yeah, exactly.
Feel free to use a controller.
I think if they turn around and went, yeah, we've got this whole new range of games coming out on Xbox or also on PC with this cross-platforming, and Microsoft turned around and said, yes, and we're putting a new update that will allow you to use, even if they're just trying to say it was only Microsoft keyboards and mouse... would work with an Xbox 360, so you could do a keyboard and mouse for first-person shooter. I couldn't see any problem with it, and I'd love it. But
well, like I said, the reason it never took off was because developers don't want to use, on the PC, don't want to use the live service or multiplayer.
Yeah.
They like try and avoid it as much as possible, because obviously it means basically they lose control of the multiplayer and they get complaints when something doesn't work. So, I mean, a lot of them use Steam because that's also quick and easy to use, but at least with Steam, you've got some more options there. Whereas the live stuff is obviously a lot more limited because it's mainly designed for a console. But what they showed this time was how you could store save games in the cloud. And they showed one demo game, which over 80% of the game was the same. And then they just did separate versions for each of the devices. So they had a version for the Xbox 360, a version for the PC, and then a version for the Windows Mobile 7 phones. So basically what they showed was... someone playing it on the Xbox, exiting the game, going to their phone, continuing exactly where they left off in the level from the phone, and then going to the PC to continue off from that as well. So that's obviously some really cool stuff, but it's also, you know, is it really going to take off? So I think, obviously, this is a cool thing. I mean, not so much for, obviously, your high-end games, but for your small little games like Osmos and these other weird sort of games you've been playing, it'll be really good.
Can I just intersect quickly? You just reminded me of something. I think it was last week's show, we were talking about Valve and the release of Portal 2, and then we were going, oh, shame he's not on Mac. Did you see that Steam is coming out on Mac now?
We talked about that last week, Adam.
Did we talk about it? I'm having a brain fart.
Yeah.
Did we actually talk that
we did talk about it, but we didn't know what games exactly were going to be.
Well, obviously,
Valve's games.
They're going to be porting the Source engine, so probably all of them. Because once the engine's
been announced,
ported,
left
the table. I remember we were talking about it, but we didn't say it was official. We didn't know it was dead on, did we?
Well, they hadn't announced a date, but they had. There was advertising for it. They had released Valve.
Thought that they're advertising that they were going to release it. Yeah, and now they've announced that it's definite. That
We already know that, Adam. Stop interrupting my news items.
Sorry, I just got excited. It just reminded me that I'm going to be able to play Team Fortress 2 on my Mac. Sorry.
So yeah, well, we know that. What are you doing, Catherine?
Can
what are you
I
doing?
Pinch your phone.
Why do you want my phone?
I'm not going
to
use it.
I'm trying to do. I don't interrupt everyone when they're doing their news items.
Okay, so you can keep talking.
Oh, forget it. I can't be bothered. Let's talk about the PlayStation Move, shall we? This new PlayStation. Well, I've said what I said.
Okay.
Cross-platform save game stuff. I predict won't get used. Okay,
no,
carry on, Adam.
PlayStation announced.
My phone is not a mirror.
PlayStation announced what their motion controller system is actually going to be called.
Hang on a minute, Ad. Didn't we talk about this last week as well?
We didn't talk about PlayStation Move.
Didn't we?
No, because it hadn't been announced.
I think we might have slightly mentioned it.
Yeah, I think we just...
We're getting to the point where we're not sure what we've been talking about. Let's just have a look.
No, it's not on there.
Well, I'm sure we talked about this last week.
We might have talked about it in relation to something else as well. I don't know.
Anyway, okay, carry on, Adam. I'm sorry to interrupt.
Yeah.
How's it going, mate?
They've announced the PlayStation Move with the Move controller, which I thought was a bit weird because at first I thought they were all going to have like a red ball on the top, and then you saw them with a pink ball.
Well, yeah, they need to determine who's who.
A different color on each one, and then I realized that it's all the same controller, and it lights up and changes color, so... You know, there's something there for the use of, either for players or for the background to make sure that it's actually visible. Because I read that you do have to calibrate the system for each kind of player that comes into using the system so that it actually works properly. So I imagine maybe the color is the mixture between distinguishing between one move stick and the other, and also for calibrating for the background and ambient light so that the camera can actually see the wand. But it also comes with a sub-controller, which is kind of a bit like the Wii's Nunchuck, apart from it's not connected by cable, it's connected via Bluetooth.
Great, so something else with batteries in.
Yeah, it's using the same battery that the PlayStation controller uses, so it'll just be charged. So there's no actual extra batteries, you don't have to get a third-party charger. You just have to
replace the unit after a couple of years once the battery's dead.
Yeah, no different than any PlayStation peripheral at this moment.
No, great.
Notice when I was watching a guy doing his podcast on YouTube, and
Hey, are you watching competitor shows?
I was just watching what people were looking at GDC.
Okay.
And he had a go on the demo, and he was actually showing to the camera the actual unit up close. And at the bottom is the plug, the same as the PlayStation 3 controller for charging it.
Yeah,
but
it's a mini
USB
lead, yes.
Yeah, but either side there were two like metal strips that looks like there probably will be like a docking station that will be available, so you could probably just slide them in and charge them that way as well as just plugging them in. I imagine they probably come with a cable and that's how you charge them, but I wouldn't be surprised there'll be an extra peripheral docking station for them. I like it, but I've got my doubts until I personally play it, because...
Project Natal for the win.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, we're Sony. We're just going to copy what Nintendo have done and put our iToy in it. Whoop-dee-doo.
Yeah, to be honest, I do not believe any of these companies until I actually play it, because I put
what about
my
the Wii?
Faith... I put my faith in the Wii, and I bought it, and it was really good, but then also I started playing... What's the one with the samurai sword, the first-person shooter, Red Steel?
Yeah, Red Steel.
Well, that's a rubbish game. You can't...
I know, like... and I was disappointed with that. And from then onwards, it just kind of like... I like Nintendo, but it just felt like he didn't say what it did on the box. So I've got my doubts for it. But so far, what Sony have shown me, I'm very curious and I'm very tempted. Two of the things I do like is... one, they showed that they're going to be making specific games for it. And two, there are games that are going to be Move compatible. So they showed SOCOM 4 and Little Big Planet. So you don't have to use the Move controller, but it's there if you want to add that extra depth into the game. So I do like the fact that you know, this console's going to have the same features kind of like the Wii with party games and stuff, but you still can go back to your nice, lovely controller and play properly.
In other news, Project Natal is way better.
Yeah, so I think it looks cool.
Let's talk about this Lord of the Rings game, which was mentioned on the Gamercast blog, which you can find at gamercast.net.
Well, all these other things have been mentioned on there too.
Oh, I don't read the Gamercast blog.
Okay, so Lord of the Rings Aragorn's Quest has been in development for a while now, for like the Wii and everything like that. But they've also now officially announced that there's going to be a PlayStation Move version.
Right, can I just say, where's the Xbox version?
Maybe they're not getting one. No, they're not getting one.
Everything that is so weird.
Considering he's getting PS2 as well.
Yeah, dear Warner Brothers, you suck. PS, when are you going to release a Blu-ray Collector's Edition Lord of the Rings box set?
It comes out soon.
And can I have one for free?
Comes out like super soon.
As someone who bought the DVD Collector's Edition Fancy Box Set, can I have this for free, since I've been a loyal fan and I promise I won't complain about not having an Xbox version of your game, which I'm sure is really high quality.
The Wii version is.
What? Low? Lame?
No, it's good.
How do you know?
Because a good company's making it.
Who?
Headstrong.
Who's that?
They're in London.
Where's that?
Southbank.
Who's that?
Sorry, I couldn't help but laugh when you said it's in London. Where's that?
Anyway, so that's that.
London, that. India.
Yes, Paul. So next up, Crafting Mama has been
London
announced.
Jamaica Man.
Shh. Don't Jamaican do this. Stop it. Team. Stop it, Paul.
What are you doing, my bobsleigh team?
He's doing his Russian accent.
What? That was my Jamaican bobsleigh cool running.
I know,
instinct,
but when you do
dude.
A Russian accent, it comes out exactly the same.
Don't mess with my accent.
Anyway, as I was trying to talk.
I'm not doing the show anymore. Forget it. I'm getting up.
Paul, wait, stop it. Crafting Mama's been announced. So they've done Cooking Mama 1, 2, 3, and Gardening Mama.
So can I build, like, tables and chairs?
I don't know. Oh, no, I think it's more girly. So, a wide range of crafts, including earrings, candles, birdhouses, and even little dolls. Where did you just write?
Just wrote where I swore.
Oh, okay.
So I can cut it later.
Okay. I think it's a bit weird, though, because 505 used to make it. I don't know if they used to develop it themselves. They might have just been publishers. They're a company. But now it's Majesco handling it. I'm guessing 505 are definitely the publisher. But now Majesco are handling it. I don't know why.
Meh, who cares?
Maybe that'd fall out. But yeah, Crafting Mama... coming out this autumn on DS only, of course.
Where's the Xbox version? They could do one for Natal. You're like, you stood there trying to build a table and you're like swearing at the thing and it flies apart on the screen. It'd be brilliant. Let's talk about Sam and Max, because this is something which I don't know what it is.
Sam and Max?
I don't know what it is.
You never used to watch Sam and Max?
No, I used to watch
Sam and Max. I know you saw Sharky and George.
I didn't.
One watch willingly watch it.
Sharky and
you
George.
Were forced
I didn't
to
have any
it.
Choice.
Okay, cool. Okay, so Sam and Max season 3 has now been announced. Is it season 3?
It's the Devil's Playhouse.
I think it's season 3.
Or as I say, the Devil's
Moose
House.
Yeah, of course,
house.
It's season 3. Called the Devil's Playhouse. Is coming out. Well, the first episode's coming out April 15th on PC, and it's only so far been announced to be released on PS3 as well. Apparently, it might be exclusively for the PS3.
Right. Can I just say one thing? Who's preparing our show notes?
Why?
Why do we have all this exclusive PS3 stuff? Where's the
It's
Xbox
a PC
stuff?
Game!
Yeah, we have a version for PS3. Where's the Xbox version?
Well, all the others have
Where's
come
the
out.
Xbox version?
All the others have come out on Xbox 360. This one hasn't
Crafting
for some
Mama isn't. Lord of the Rings
Paul, shush,
isn't.
Stop it.
PlayStation Move isn't.
Anyway, so that's the next game in Sam. Well, the next season in Sam Max. Apparently, it's going to start coming out on the PSN around March time, maybe March 18th, so about a month after it comes out on PC.
I'm going to have to employ a PlayStation fanboy just to balance things out.
What?
Well, if we might as well go full on PlayStation.
Oh, Paul, stop
PlayStation
it.
For the win!
Okay, so Nice Guys at Koei are doing some free DLC for Dynasty Warriors Strike Force. We mentioned it a few weeks ago when
Wait,
it was
this
released.
Is something which has an Xbox version.
Yes, it's
Phew.
Xbox and PS3. And they've made it so over Easter, They say over Easter, but it's from the 4th of March to the 15th of April.
I don't like when people say Easter, because I never know when it is.
I know, either do I. I just know my mum's birthday is kind of like in between it. But yeah, so they're giving away free DLC. They're giving 4 packs away. Different dates for the PS3 and the 360 versions at the start. I don't know why that is, to do with something. But yeah, so from the 4th of March on 360, or the 18th of March on PS3, you'll be able to get free DLC packs, which contain three new missions and a challenge in each pack. So that's nice that they're giving you away something for free, because they're happy with how many copies it sold.
Indeed.
Next up, EA have announced EA Sports Active 2. Apparently it's going to be good, and it's a bit weird because it's
apparently
Wii, PS3, iPhone. I'm not sure why they haven't decided to go with 360, because obviously if they're doing PS3, it might have to do with the PlayStation Move. But it's like, well, you could do a Natal version. Either way.
Dear Sony, please sponsor our show, since we don't talk about anything else than your platform.
Oi, can you stop moaning about this?
I'm going to have to start reading the GamerCast blog, because there's a lot of bias going on here.
Depends on the news that's around.
If there's PlayStation-only news, it's not news.
Anyway, so yeah, ta-da! EA Sports Active 2 has been announced. The first one was actually quite vigorous with the workouts that it had, because I tried it.
Yeah, 7 of us died of heart attacks.
I had to demo it back when I worked at Game. That wasn't fun.
You demoed it.
Because we had an EA rep in, and he had a Wii with it, and they needed to get a member of staff to use it.
Hours for that?
No one else. Well, no, it was while I was working.
Yeah, but hang on a minute, dude. You should have been doing other things. It's up to the EA rep to demo that stuff.
Yeah, he'd already done it a lot. And he needed someone else to do it so they could think that customers could go on it. I ended up sitting downstairs after a while for it, though, because it was a bit tiring. No one else wanted to do it because they... Yeah. Yeah, I'm not going to say. Okay, next up. Do you want to mention this? You see no point to it, do you?
No, mentioning everyone already knows this sort of stuff.
Okay, so Silent Hunter 5 has been banned in Germany at the moment. Mainly because of the fact it's got Nazi symbols. That's pretty much it.
Well, yeah,
because they didn't think of actually taking them out. Well, yeah, but swastika in the Nazi form.
Well, any form in Germany.
Okay.
What do you mean Nazi? What's the difference with a Nazi?
You can have it the other way around.
Well, the Nazis had it either way around.
Did they?
If you look at their flag from the back, it's the other way around, isn't it?
Okay, Paul. I'm sorry. Do you want me to stop talking now?
Yeah, let's just talk a bit about Silent Hunter. So this is obviously that game, which I'm opposed to, even though it's really good. Although some people say it's really bad. So, yeah.
Okay. You haven't played it yet.
No, I'm still avoiding buying it.
The only reason, though, that it was banned, it wasn't in the game. In the collector's edition, there was some swastikas in the manual. Which is why it's been pulled. I'm sure it'll come out.
Well, it'd
soon.
Be released, they just edit the manual release it.
Well, yeah, they just had to call back
all these other games.
Call back all the things. What is this? Oh, okay, this is me. This was just a brief announcement. There's one PlayStation Move game that I thought sounded kind of cool. Wait. It's called Slider, and you're a Japanese businessman, and you're on an office chair, and you've got to go downhill and, like, dodge people. I thought it sounded kind of cute.
Sounds kind of lame.
It's a weird game.
Weird is the appropriate word.
I like weird games.
This is just a guy on a chair going down a hill.
Yeah, and you got to dodge people.
So in other words, it's a skiing game. Probably, only you're on a chair.
Yeah, but you're a Japanese
person. On
an
office chair.
Okay, last announcement of news this week is Sing, the people that brought us Hotel Dusk 215, another code. They also helped co-develop Little King's Story. They filed bankruptcy on March the 1st. The news only came out recently. But apparently they were over 200 million yen in debt, so now they're not making any more games, which is a real shame because they made some really good stuff. And that's that.
Yeah.
I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
Why on Game's website do they have an advertisement saying on the 18th of March they're coming to PlayStation Home?
Yeah, I heard about that.
Are they having a store in the mall or something?
They might have, like, advertisements or something like that, I reckon.
Weird.
But there's not been an official announcement of it, of such. But yeah. Okay, that's it for the news this week.
Rant of the week.
Okay, this week I have one little thing to say again. I was talking to Sean today, the guy who has 155 gamer score, and he was talking about how he had a Mega Drive. So I was like, I couldn't afford a Mega Drive. I only had a Master System. And then he asked, what's a Master System?
Really?
So yeah, who here hasn't heard of the Master System? Nobody. Sean, you need to find out what a Master System is.
I never had a Master System. I had a Master System 2.
Well, yeah, I had the Master System 2.
Okay, I had someone, neither.
Someone down the road did have the Master System 1.
Yeah.
With its weird thing. It had
it looks
as well.
So weird. Oh, it's got the card reader in it.
Yeah, it had a weird... I don't know. Was that ever used for anything?
There's cards. There's about 20 games. You could also then, with the Master System converter for the Mega Drive, that had a card slot.
Yeah.
Mm.
So yeah, the Master System was like Sega's version of the NES.
Yeah, it was awesome. There were some great games on it.
The other thing I liked about the Master System was it had a free game that came with it.
Yeah, so the game built Sonic. In it. Yeah, yeah, I had Sonic. I want Alex Kidd in it, though.
I remember going into the video game store that used to be in Yeovil, that was up by where Tesco's is. And while I was in there, some kid wanted a different game. So he said, yeah, sure. So he took, I think it came with Alex the Kid, and he took a copy of Sonic, ripped it open, opened up the console, took the chip out, and slid in the card from the Sonic he ripped out, and then put it all back together again. And went, there you go, you've got Sonic in your console now.
Oh my God.
I didn't even know what one of these things were that well. I just knew Master System. Oh, it's the Sega's version of my NES, but I never really saw the console as much. You know, I just knew what the games were. I never actually looked at the console itself. And I was like, that is so cool. No, I mustn't buy one. I want a Mega Drive.
Now, proving that we do care about your opinions, your letters.
We'll follow shortly after this disclaimer. Gamercast does not endorse any opinions and or views expressed in any of the letters we receive. All letters are presented as is and confers no warranty or rights. We had a couple of letters this week, as we normally do. The first letter I will read is a letter from Nick, a.k.a. Chapstick.
Chap Nick.
A.k.a. Chap Nick.
I like Chap Nick, it sounds better. Chap Nick.
Anyway, he says, I think it was Charlotte who asked a couple of weeks ago, what do people do while listening to the podcast?
That is true.
Yes, it is true.
Yes.
For me, I listen to the show while driving to and from work. It helps the time I spend in the car seem shorter.
I wonder how long his commute is then.
About 6.5 hours a day. he gets to listen many times over. So thanks for that and all the news, reviews, etc. I'm not going to attempt to name that game either because I haven't got a single one right so far. You should read the description of the game instead. No. And have people guess off that. No.
That could be easy though because you could just search in Google.
Yeah, you could.
Whereas
just,
for audio,
you could just
can't.
Bing it or Yahoo search it or ask Jeeves. That may make it easier for noobs like me. Keep up the good work. Okay, thank you for that rather nice letter.
Thank you, Nick.
Yes, we do like it when people admit they are noobs. It makes me feel better. We also have, continuing in our big series of letters from Charlotte, we again...
It's even longer than last week.
...have another Charlotte letter. Hi, guys. Only a few things this week, and then it's like a whole page worth of text. So I'll just quickly go over it.
Do you want me to read it?
Yeah, you can read this one,
because you seem a bit... Well, you're like, oh my god, I've got to read all this.
I was trying to figure out how I could really quickly shorten it, but...
I'll just read it all word for
word. I think Charlotte needs her own theme tune. Charlotte's Letters theme tune.
We're gonna have to do it eventually, aren't we?
Yeah, she always gives us one. As a side note, Dawn of War 2 and Chaos Rising is games for Windows with online gamer score.
Well, we knew that.
Chaos Rising is also standalone, which is important to note.
Well, I knew that as well.
It was GameTap that released the Grim Games. As for beeping American McGee's Alice... I find it overhyped trash. It was good, but it was as awe-inspiring, amazing. What?
Yeah, she can't write.
It wasn't maybe as awe-inspiring, amazing as everyone bloody goes on about it. I will look at the new games with much skepticism.
Skepticism spelt the American way.
Is awe-inspiring a word?
It might have a
maybe a thing in it. A dash or whatever.
Yeah, well, there's a couple of obvious. I mean, there's a few kind of mistakes.
On what you were saying about Heavy Rain and how good it would be to have DLC affect the main game, which would be really nice. Although, unfortunately, for the same reasons, you cannot kill the characters too soon into the game. They did not take this into consideration, especially considering that Madison is required for the scene after the motorway incident. Nice idea for having a knock-on effect, but it would be impossible. The game is not as open as they want you to think.
Can I just butt in there? It would not be impossible. It would just require a bit of work.
Mm-hmm.
Shall I carry on reading it?
Well, no, I can keep... I like reading it.
This week, I listened to Gamercast while building a prefab house in Crane Simulator. Smiley face.
And on a ranting side, 3D still needs to do something better. Wait. Still needs to do something... What? 3D still needs to do something better. Good depth
Catherine,
of field
read it
is
right.
just as obtainable in 2D.
Read it right.
It needs to be a comma.
Yeah, like I said, you can't
3D
read
still
stuff.
Needs to do something better. Good depth of field is just as obtainable in 2D. Just watch Citizen Kane, made some 50 years before Avatar. The depth of field is amazing. Again, with the name of that game, very unsure. Sounds very 90s and an RTS. However, the quality of the music suits PC, and therefore I am unsure. No guess from me this week. Has anyone noticed that Gamercast seems to be venturing out? I saw some news posts on the blog the other day.
Oh, funny that.
Love the show, Charlotte.
Right, now let's get to a more important letter.
Rude. Don't be mean about Charlotte.
Well, she writes a letter every week. This guy only writes a letter every other week.
Yeah.
So this is from Matt, a.k.a. Oxlow, a.k.a. Windsor, a.k.a. Matthew, a.k.a.
Stop it!
Other names. To answer the question Charlotte asked a couple of weeks ago, I am normally traveling or doing housework while listening to Gamercast. As I pre-ordered Red Dead Redemption this week, I thought I would share to you what I have found about pre-ordering the game in the UK. If you pre-order it from these places, you get these rewards. Game, Deadly Assassin Outfit, which gives you increased Deadeye regeneration, and you have to download this over Xbox Live or PSN, blah blah blah. Amazon UK, you get Golden Guns Pack, which gives you increased fame. From HMV, you get a Warhorse, which makes your horsey faster.
Horsey.
and has increased damage resistance.
Like an armored horse.
Yes. And from Zavi, you get an exclusive mini guide by Brady Games. All four retailers have for pre-order limited edition, which comes with the Deadly Assassin outfit, blah, 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 blah. Okay, so that's a fun letter. Thank you for informing us about those retailers. And
well, now we've informed all our listeners if they wanted to pre-order it.
Promotions.
I did also read on the game website. Their limited edition has the soundtrack with it as well.
Oh, does it now?
Yes.
The real question is the soundtrack any good?
Or is it also a CD? Or is it a digital download?
Yeah. From now on, if you release your soundtrack as, like, rubbish digital and not on a compact disc, I'm not buying it. Just because the lame-o Apple fans can't tell the difference between their lame-o 128-bit quality music doesn't mean 128 kilobit, excuse me, music doesn't mean I can't.
It's time for
Name
That
Game.
Name That Game.
Last week on Name That Game, we had a rather interesting challenge which nobody managed to get. Just to remind everyone, this is what was actually the this was the last week's audio clip, just to remind everyone. So yeah, nobody actually got what it is.
It sounded really familiar. Am I going to kick myself?
I don't know.
I'm not going to look at the screen. You'll have to tell me. You have to, because you tell the listeners what it is.
I don't think you know what it is. Adam,
do I not?
Did you ever like have any more guesses you want to attempt for last week's? Last week's, not this week. Last week's.
Last week's, yeah, because I said that it was an 80s game, didn't I?
Yeah.
I don't know. I've just got that vibe that it's something PC or it's like Mega Drive-y.
I think Catherine said it was an RTS. Yep. Charlotte also just guessed it was a 90s RTS.
On PC.
Yeah, and Adam guessed it was an 80s PC game. The actual answer was Starfighter 3000. This was a game on the Archimedes. It was a fantastic game.
For those people that owned an Archimedes.
It also later had a PlayStation 1 port as well. Yes. In fact, it had a Saturn port as well. And like,
when maybe... was it released? Put me out of my misery.
When was it released? Yeah. 94, 95 maybe? I'll just have a look for you. Give me 2 seconds.
Damn it. So my 80s guess was wrong.
Yeah, it was well out.
I thought it might be.
Oh, it was released in 1994. It had a 3DO release in 96 and a Saturn release in 96 as well.
Ooh,
it had a PlayStation release around the same sort of time as well. So yeah, it was basically like a flying game.
It looks like Star Fox.
Only you could,
but
like,
it actually looks better than Star Fox.
Only you could fly up into orbit, and like, it was really cool. I played it for, you know, countless hours.
Aww.
I mean, it had a non-linear mission thing. Like, you could pick what mission to do and everything. It was really awesome. You had ship upgrades and a shop to upgrade. It was an awesome game. It's actually one of the best games ever made. So, yeah, that was the answer to episode 190, which was Starfighter 3000. Oh, according to the Wikipedia article, it had a PC port as well.
Cool.
So we get to listen to this week's one now.
No, you cannot listen to this week's.
But I can, because I've got the file here.
No! I know what that is. I think I know what that is.
I think I know what it is as well.
Can I say what I think I know what it is?
Wait, yeah, I just want to say, because I've had a string of, like, really difficult ones lately, I thought I'd give them an easy one. Adam, what do you think it is?
I might be wrong here, but I'm just going off first impressions of what I could see in my head when I was listening to it. The first thing that popped in my head was Resident Evil.
Okay, Adam thinks Resident Evil. Let me just drop that down.
I'm not sure now with Adam's Resident Evil.
It was hard, though, because it's the footsteps, and I'm trying to think, is that what the footsteps sound like?
I want to say I think it's Tomb Raider.
Catherine thinks Tomb Raider.
I must admit, the noise that I heard at first, I was thinking Tomb Raider. I need to listen to it again.
But I mean, do you guys want to make specific guesses? I mean, Adam, are you thinking like Resident Evil 1 here? Because obviously, to officially record it, you need to name the actual specific game as well. Which Resident Evil do you think it is, Adam?
If anything, that'd have to be the first one.
Yeah, I'm thinking first one, because it was a good quality change between the first and second one.
Yeah,
Catherine?
Ooh, I've only really played, I played bits of the other Tomb Raiders, but I'm going to say Tomb Raider.
Well, I'll give you a hint. I've played Tomb Raider 4, and I think I played Tomb Raider 2.
Tomb Raider 4, what, Chronicles?
I don't actually
forget. Or are you saying you played Angel of Death?
No, number 4.
Tomb Raider Chronicles?
Yeah.
The one that was on Dreamcast.
So, because I know you've been thinking that all the name that games are games I've played, so I thought maybe that would influence you some way.
What, and you said number 2?
I think it was number... I don't know.
I think number 1 still.
You think number 1, yeah?
Okay. Yeah, although you're smiling, so it makes me think that I've got it wrong.
Yeah, Adam might be closer, but we will find out next week.
I think it could be either. But I'm
so
sticking
here's
with,
Adam,
I'm
like, trying to backtrack a bit.
No, I'm sticking my Resident Evil, but I can see where she's coming from.
I hate Resident Evil. Why would I ever use Resident Evil in a name that game?
I don't know.
Oh, cool, I've got next week's name that game now as well.
New releases this week.
Anyways, so this week we've got a fair few games coming out. Nothing too... Well, actually, there's a few goodish things coming out. So first up, we've got MotoGP 09/10, which of course Adam mentioned previously on episode 190 as he played the demo. And so this is the MotoGP game.
This is the one which
made
isn't
by
Climax
Capcom.
Motorsport.
Well, no, it's made by Capcom. It's the official 2009 season with free downloadable content from the 2010 season as it unfolds, which is quite nice. Don't you think? Because it's a free update.
Until, of course,
the
free updates don't show up.
And they take them down or something.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's the first thing we've got. Then there's Scenic Twilight. So it's the normal Scenic games, but with Twilight questions only. Scenic's cool, though, isn't it, Paul?
Cena is cool apart from the new one, which sucks.
Which is, the new one.
Yeah, the new current one as of today.
Is it bright lights, big screen?
Frack knows.
I can't remember.
The new one, which doesn't support avatars. The newest one.
No, it doesn't support avatars. Or Miis. But yeah, I was just going to say, Cena Twilight's coming out on, like, everything Cena comes out on now. So okay. Wii, PS3, 360. Yay. Next up, Metro 2033.
Metro 2033. This is the game set in an underground in Moscow and is basically a survival game after a post-nuclear apocalyptic some sort of event. And you're a player in the game and you have to play the game.
I think it's crazy that it's coming out so soon because they only announced a little while back.
Yeah, I was not expecting it until next year.
But I think it's because the way usually if a game's supposed to be big, you're not expecting it for a few years. But they announced it quite quickly. But yeah,
well,
so that's out.
It's unfinished and they're just chucking it out.
I hope not. I might pick it up on PC.
What's this new Dragon Age thing coming out?
So they're releasing the first expansion pack for Dragon Age Origins, which is like the first bit of paid DLC, really. I think the main thing that it does is, as well as like having new missions and stuff like that, and stuff to do with the Architect, I think it raises the level cap to, I think, 35.
Wow. I did notice that you can actually
my level 80
this
could
pwn it as well.
Yeah, it's coming out on disc as well as far as I'm aware, digital distribution.
Though I noticed on disc it's only on PC and Xbox.
No, I think I saw it on PS3 as well.
Because I saw it there and I didn't know if it was downloadable content or not, so I had a quick look on the net and I couldn't find it on Play, but I found it on Game and it's only on PC and Xbox for them.
Really? I'm sure I saw it on PS3 as well.
Who cares?
On disc?
Yeah, on disc. The thing is, they weren't all next to each other.
Yeah, true.
But yeah, so that's coming out on disc and digital distribution as far as I'm aware. So that's the first piece of paid DLC as opposed to all the free DLC that EA are doing at the moment. Next up, Torchlight is coming out to retail. So Torchlight originally came out on Steam and a few other digital distribution services on PC.
To quote Baxter, what is Steam?
Okay, so Torchlight is pretty much what I would describe it as, Diablo with WoW looking graphics, but nicer than WoW.
That's not difficult. WoW, let's face it, had rubbish graphics when it came out.
But it's quite nice. I have bought the game on Steam, but I haven't actually gotten around to playing it. But I saw someone else playing it at work like months and months and months ago, and it looked really cool. So yeah, so that's getting a retail release for all those people who don't have the interwebs or want a disc.
Interwebs,
version.
Huh? Yeah. What about God of War 3? Because this is obviously quite a big release coming out for the PlayStation.
It's not fair as well, because they're taking my money for it already.
Have they? Who?
Yeah. Game, I bought it off Game.
Rude.
Because they're doing the Pandora's Box Edition, which is 110 quid.
Oh, what with 1 and 2 in it as well?
Yeah, it's got 1 and 2 for the PS3, as well as it's in a box, I'm guessing, like this big.
And where are you planning on
putting
that?
I don't know. I'm going to have to find somewhere.
In the bin.
I'm going to put it in the bin. £110, Paul.
Well, you can take
that's
the discs
expensive.
Out.
Expensive.
Chuck the box out.
But yeah, so God of War 3, the third part of, well, the last in the God of War trilogy even. So Kratos is going up Mount Olympus and all Greek mythology, hoo-ha.
I'm going to have to play the demo again because I didn't get on with it first time I played it. My mate Gary had a major
I haven't actually
go.
Played the demo
so
yet.
So this is set on Mars?
No, Paul, not Mount... Is it Olympus Mons.
A.K.A. Mount Olympus.
I know, Paul. Not set on Mars, set in Greece.
Sorry.
In the mythological times of Mount Olympus. Not the actual, factual Mars mountain. Okay, Paul?
Volcano,
sorry.
Extinct volcano.
I was going to say it's the extinct volcano.
Maybe not. Until it explodes and kills everyone.
But yeah, so this is the last part in the God of War trilogy. Hopefully it'll be cool. I haven't played the demo yet because I didn't want to, one, download it because it's like nearly 2 gig or something like that, and two, because I might as well just play the game.
Way more importantly, this is the game everyone... Remember the Combat of Giants games? You've had the dinosaur...
They were so popular.
You've had the dinosaur one and you've had the... What's it? Dragons one?
Yeah.
Now we get the mutant insects.
Yep.
Hoorah!
Your goal is to become the strongest mutant insect on the planet and survive
so this
in
is,
the chaos.
This is basically a DS game,
yep.
Which is super popular.
They are really, really popular. And because they usually like buy one, get one free in places. I'm just saying they usually buy one, get one free. So then like
in
kids will get them.
Unknown retailers.
Kids will then get that along with other things. And they're just super popular. But yeah, so that's that. Next up, it has an awesome
title.
Wait,
can I say it?
Aww.
Safawi.
Yeah. So that's Safawi. So that's a
Safawi.
It's an awesome play on name.
Can I have a go at saying it?
Yeah, you can say it.
Safawi.
There you go. It sounds like it's someone who can't say their R's properly. Is it R's? No,
it sounds like a guy from Bangladesh who can't speak like, I can't speak. Keep your feet on the ground.
Oh my god. But yeah, so this is a Wii title, as you could guess probably from the name.
Get out of Ironforge. I don't want you in Edinburgh, like.
So you're a person exploring an island, taking pictures of wild animals with your camera.
Fun.
And you have to take accurate pictures as you're a reporter. And you have to be crafty and use your knowledge about the animals so they don't flee from you.
So wait, this is an Xbox game, right?
Wii title, Paul. Yes, Paul.
Oh, so that's why it's called Safawi. Where's the Xbox version?
It's not coming out, Paul.
Then they could call it Safawi Xbox 360.
Yeah, that sounds just as good, Paul.
You know it does.
Okay, so Machinarium, mentioned it last 2 weeks, has been put back another week. I just thought I'd mention
so that. So what, have they forgotten that they had to manufacture some copies?
I don't know why they keep putting it back.
Do you hear people who make this game?
You know who's publishing it?
No.
I think it's Sony.
Is it?
They keep pushing it back.
Oh, maybe they had to manufacture some more God of War.
Yeah. Okay.
That's the trouble when you have it on weirdo discs.
Weirdo discs?
As opposed to DVDs.
Oh, okay. Fragile Dreams, Farewell Ruins of the Moon is the new Tri-Crescendo game. The game website said it's made by Treyarch. Who are the... That's the Call of Duty guys, right?
That's
the original Call of Duty guys?
No. Call it's not Duty? The original ones. It's the Call of Duty second team.
There you go.
So it's the guys who made number 3 and number 5.
Because I got a bit creeped out because I was trying to find out like about the game a bit. And I went on the game website, and it said Treyarch. And I was like, really, Treyarch? That doesn't sound right. And they obviously confused it with Tri-Crescendo somehow. I was like, whoa. But yeah, it's a RPG set in a near future, and the world lost its population.
Is there an Xbox 360 version?
No, it's a Wii-only title. Because, of course, Eternal Sonata was originally an Xbox 360-only title. Then, of course, it lost its exclusivity to the PS3.
The Flanders Sisters.
To its expensive version with the sleeve that still doesn't go down in price. But yeah, so it's made by the guys who made Eternal Sonata. It looks lovely, just like Eternal Sonata did, but it's a Wii title. And it's an RPG. And I'll probably pick it up. Maybe not on release.
For PC fans. For PC fans.
Yep.
There's a new game coming out as well.
Yep.
It's called Command & Conquer 4 Tiberian Twilight.
Wow, is that already coming out?
Yes, that's coming out this week.
Jeez, that's quick.
Yes.
I
can only really say what?
The one thing they've added to it that's new is a 5-on-5 multiplayer match mode, which has a new party system.
Yeah, no offense, EA, but
I didn't get that. It looks like the last one. So.
I'm a bit disappointed because I was having a look about and so I thought the cast for number 3, what was it called? Cain's Wrath.
Tiberian Wars.
Cain's Wrath was the thingy, wasn't it?
Expansion.
I thought that was awesome because the cast they had. Because like, they had the BSG cast.
Wait a minute.
And I was like, oh, this is really cool. There's no one in this one.
Whenever they do that, I don't like it.
I know you don't. But the thing is, they don't put in huge people usually.
Yeah, but they put in that anti-vaccination woman.
Oh.
Which made me morally opposed. Or was that a red alert? That was a red alert. Never mind. That was red alert 3 she was in.
They just put loads of women in that one, didn't they?
Yeah.
Because, like, the posters are just,
look,
like, loads of women.
The generals are all women in short skirts. Because, yeah, that's believable.
But, yeah, so this is the new CNC game that's coming out. It is quite odd that it's coming out so soon.
It's not odd. Let's face it. It's an expansion pack.
With no BSG people.
A giant... overpriced expansion pack, which is standalone.
You've got, is it Joe Kukan? Kukan? Is that his name?
His name is Kane.
You've got Kane in it still, though. That's cool.
Dude, if it didn't have Kane in it,
it's not Command and Conquer.
I might as well go and play Farmville.
Yes, Paul. But yes,
yeah, so
Farmville. That's the last title for this.
Well, yeah, I mean the last one should be Tiberian Twilight. Wait a minute, Adam. Because originally it was supposed to be 3 games. You had Tiberian Dawn, which was the original Command & Conquer, although it never had Tiberian Dawn in the thing. Then you had Tiberian Sun and then Tiberian Twilight. The fact they like went on a tangent with number three, you know. Anyway, yeah. What were you going to say, Adam?
Obviously, because sometimes we don't catch the stuff that's downloadable only, because they don't always warn us in advance. If no one picked up on what I was saying at the beginning of the show, on PlayStation Network, it is now available to download Final Fantasy Dysteria, which is the beat-em-up version of Final Fantasy on digital download, which a lot of people who went and bought a Go, like me, have been sat biting their teeth playing the demo again and again.
Wait a minute. Where's the Xbox 360 version, Adam?
You're having fun with this, aren't you, Paul?
Well,
get them to make a handheld console and I'll tell you. So yeah, that's how I found it over the weekend and was like, oh my god, must buy this. And it's $19.
So wait, this is already out?
Yeah, it's been out on PSP for a while now.
I don't need to put it on the releases.
Well, it's a PSN type. Well, it's a PSP Mini.
It's just
Mini.
Been released digital.
So yeah, but it's already out, yeah?
It's
so
been
we
out
missed it.
It's what been a shame. Out then for a while, but it's just come out on digital download. It had come out in America, but we were waiting for it to go through all of the legal stuff to get okayed for here, which for some stupid reason took too long, so...
Previews and or reviews.
Right, Adam.
Yes.
Can you do your Final Fantasy 13 first impressions in 5 minutes?
Yes.
Okay, you've got 4 minutes.
Okay. Final Fantasy 13, started playing it. Straight away, I was kind of concerned from watching the videos whether or not I would actually like this game, because I never played 12. And obviously 12 was kind of like the online version of 11, where you had full control of running around the person.
11 was the online one.
Yeah, number 12 was the PS2 title.
Yeah, I was on PS2.
Yeah. What I was trying to say is the 11 one I played, and that one you obviously move around. And obviously 12 had the similar system where you actually could control the person and run around them and stuff like that. And from the videos, I was expecting this for number 12. Sorry, number 13. Too many numbers. But... but I'm very happy with the fact that you see your characters run around like they're not stood in a line anymore, but the system itself is still based on the idea that it's all these characters stood in a line attacking and you're kind of taking in turns, but the engine is a lot more fast paced with the ATB bar leveling up. The mechanics for it is very complicated for a Final Fantasy game.
2 minutes.
But it's done really well with the fact that it gets introduced as the story goes on, so they do not pile the entire lot on your head and say read 3 manuals worth and then absorb it and hopefully learn how to play this game. You start really, really small and simple, and then they start building you with simple tutorials that actually, the reason why you gain this new ability through the tutorial is actually to do the story instead of going, oh, you've been playing for long enough, we'll throw you this new piece of information, a new skill, for no apparent reason. There's actually a reason for gaining it. So storyline, it all comes in really nice. So for what I've played so far, it is really nice, and I'm really getting into it. You only play as one character at a time, so you don't get to choose what the other characters do. They're controlled by the AI. But I thought I'd be bothered by that, but the game itself is so fast-paced. If I was given the ability to actually choose what those other people were doing it, they would have to put a pause system in, kind of like Knights of the Old Republic, which would slow the pace of the game down. And to be honest, they have nailed the pace of game for the actual battle sequences on the head, as far as I'm concerned, because when I play Final Fantasies, after a while, I do get bored of doing the battling, and I just want to go around and do the story bit. And this, I actually find myself actually wanting to do the battles, because I'm having a lot of fun with it.
Time up!
So yeah, I am loving it. I will do a full review after next week when I've played a little bit more.
Yeah, full review next week when Catherine's also playing.
Can I do a 30-second?
Okay, 30 seconds. Go.
I'm sorry, Adam, but I find the battling really boring. I'm just pressing A the whole time because I've got them set up right. So I've got Lightning as a commando, someone as a whatever the R thing is, and then another person as a medic.
15 seconds.
And all I have to do is press A, and they kill everything.
Are you using the auto battle?
Yeah.
Well, if you're finding it boring, go into the menu options and turn auto battling.
Well, yeah, the only thing is, if I didn't use the auto battle, then I feel I'd get killed because everything attacks you way too fast.
Yeah, it's a very fast way of doing it. Are you changing what everyone's set up as while you're playing it?
Or yeah, I've been changing it, but I've just been pressing A. I'm finding it quite boring, and that I'm finding the fights are lasting too long with me just pressing A.
Yeah, I find that if the fights last too long,
especially when they're harder enemies,
you get penalized for not killing them quick enough.
Hmm.
But yeah, I think a lot of it is down to which setup you've got and constantly changing everybody's routines. So I'm always jumping backwards and forwards, so I don't have a medic and I'm hitting them harder, or I go back and have a medic because I'm getting my ass whooped. But that's the thing I've always liked about Final Fantasy is I think every single one, all Final Fantasy fans have their niggles, and sometimes they end up falling in love with one and say that's the best one for them. I don't think it will hit everybody on the nail, but that is Final Fantasy. There are other Final Fantasies that I don't particularly like out of the series, and there's ones that I do like, and everyone's different preference for it. But
well, yeah, I do like that they put the ATB bars back in from Final Fantasy VIII, because I like
that. Yeah. That was a nice way of doing it. I felt that the pace for me was good. Not too fast, but still keeping you on your toes. You didn't have time to stop. Wait,
can I just do my 20 seconds on Final Fantasy then?
Go for it.
Is that 20 seconds?
That was supposed to be a yawn.
I was going to say, you can't do a 20-second yawn.
But, yeah, you've got to have oxygen.
Let's get on with our way more important review this week.
Go for it.
So, Adam, any guesses as to what that is?
No, I was just enjoying the music. I didn't realize I had to guess.
Oh, dude, it's StarCraft 2!
I like the main title music. I do like it. I can listen to it for a while.
Right, so yeah, StarCraft 2 multiplayer beta. I finally have access to it.
So you're happy.
I will just say quickly, I have won all three of the games I've played because I am the ultimate awesome StarCraft player, and everyone else sucks. So yeah, the kind of people they've been given a beta to were obviously noobs who don't know how to play a game. No offense, noobs, but you suck.
Well, that and you're obviously not playing with the people who are like the e-players, the e-sports players.
I don't want to play with them, they beat me.
I was going to say.
I want to play with the noobs.
Yeah, so you can win and be
which is why I might deliberately lose my next 10 matches just so I'm like ranked with the noobs again.
Yeah, because you don't want to get too high because then you go against the really hard players, won't you?
Well, I'll just do 2v2 because then it's the other person's fault.
Okay.
That it was them who sucked. So yeah, there's really not much to say other than what we already knew. It plays like the original StarCraft, although obviously it's got new units, new mechanics, and a few bits and bobs like that. I've mainly played as a Zerg because everyone else sucks. Well, actually, that's not true. The Terrans actually seem... they all seem really interesting to play as, but I'm a Zerg player, so... although I will say, at the moment, the Protoss seem a bit underpowered, and not many people are playing as a Protoss. Which is weird, because in the original StarCraft, the Protoss were overpowered for a lot of the patches.
Well, maybe they did it in contrast.
Yeah, but you can't do that. They have to be balanced.
Yeah, I know.
How do you find playing the game, considering from the first one to this one, there is a large jump in video game technology and advancements and graphics and everything like that? Did it feel weird, or did it feel like you were just putting on an old pair of trainers and it felt really comfy and you just carried on as normal?
I mean, it plays the same as the first one, basically. You've got the same mechanics in there. You've got drones or SCVs or probes. So your basic gathering units. You gather resources, you bring back to base. All of that plays the same. There's a few new buildings and things like that in there. So, I mean, it takes, I don't know, 10, 15 minutes to get used to some of the newer stuff. But then you're just, like, right back at home. Yeah, it feels like StarCraft. It looks like StarCraft. It is StarCraft. Obviously, it would be nice for them to do something a bit different. And maybe have like more of a zoom out thing. Yeah. Supreme Commander. Minus Supreme Commander 2 with its crazy Square Enix rubbish. Although, I mean, you have to say, as someone who played the first one, you know, for years, it's so nice looking at the Zerg and actually seeing them how they were supposed to be. Because in the first one, you had the buildings had like 2 frames of animation. So they looked a bit sort of organic and stuff, but it could just be them blowing up or something. But now, I mean, the noise, the sound in it is awesome. When you're over like a Zerg base, the sound effects are awesome. You hear all these like weird bodily fluid noises and other weird things, and it really feels like you're in an organic Zergy mess type situation. So yeah, that's really good. The Protoss and Terrans, you know, feel like they did originally, but obviously they didn't have such a problem with the graphics because their buildings don't have to move around and sound like they're organic and passing wind and other things. So yeah, I mean, basically the buildings really look like they're breathing, and when they explode, the guts come flying out of them.
Really?
Yeah, it's really cool.
Nice.
I mean, the maps, I mean, if you think about it, yeah, it does seem really dated compared to something like Supreme Commander gameplay-wise, because the gameplay hasn't really advanced at all. But
they don't need to, do they?
You have to also say, well, it's a brilliant game anyway, so why mess with it? But yeah, then there's another part of me which is like, oh, you know, try something different.
Thing is, it'd be nice for them to try something different, but the thing is, you'd know that if they did, what if it went bad?
If they do, they should do it as a different... They should just come up with a new...
A new IP.
A new, yeah, IP.
Yeah.
A new internet protocol, yes.
Intellectual
property. A lot of fans just want internet the same protocol game, but they want it updated.
Exactly. This is just an updated StarCraft. From the sort of multiplayer point of view, obviously you do have different units and all that sort of stuff. For single player, whenever I get my hands on that...
Which will be when it comes out, probably.
Single player, I mean, obviously we talked last year about how it was broken into three different games. You had one, which is... Wings of Liberty, which is going to be the mainly Terran stuff, which is all right. I mean, I do like the Zerg, and even the Protoss are more fun to play than the Terrans. We'll have to see what that turns out, but yeah, the multiplayer beta is actually a lot of fun, and it is nice to know that I still kick ass at real-time strategy games. One little last point I need to say. The Lurkers are gone. The Zerg don't have Lurkers anymore. Lurkers were those, you basically morph a Hydralisk into a Lurker, and it can burrow underground and attack things. It's gone.
Oh, nice.
And a few other things, Overlords are no longer detectors, so they can't see hidden units. You have to upgrade the Overlord to make it into an Overseer to make it a detector. So yeah, there's actually like lots of little changes like that all over the game, in addition to like the different units and stuff.
Cool. What would you give your multiplayer beta-ness?
Well, I mean, I'm not really going to review it out of 5, to be honest, because it is only a beta. But I will just say, it's awesome!
Is that a 5?
If they release this now, as is, and it was £20, I would give it a 5. Out of 5.
But only if it's £20?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's only multiplayer. That's so true. If they want to charge £30 for it, we want some single player as well. Oh, another thing, I mean, obviously non-Zerg players won't get what I mean when I say this, but the creep could be a little bit more purple like the original, because it's really grey. It looks like the stuff in Warcraft 3 that the undead had. I can't remember what it's called in it, but you know, the creepy stuff in that. But spreading creep around is really fun, because overlords can now drop creep, and it just like spills out of them and goes all over the floor, and then you can get like creep tumors which you can spread all over the map. It's really cool, because obviously your Zerg units move a lot faster on creep as well, so for base defense and things like that, it's really handy. So yeah, spreading creep is fun. There's obviously a lot of the StarCraft players who are Zerg fans in the first one would just build lots of bases everywhere to have the creep everywhere, because there's just some natural urge to spread this gooey slime all over the map.
You
want to
spread your creep. Nice.
Yes, nice.
What? You just sat there.
I want to play StarCraft too.
Well, we're finished for this week's show now.
He's happy now.
But I can play it.
No, not right now.
But...
Wait.
Hey, wait a minute. It didn't put an icon in the Games Explorer. Right, that's it. This game is getting a 1 out of 5. What year is this? 2010? Hello, Blizzard. Your last damn World of Warcraft patch put an icon in there. Why isn't there one in for StarCraft? We're going to have to...
Because it's a beta. It will be there when it's finished.
Yeah, except they'll probably flip and forget about it, won't they? Yeah.
So, shall we finish the show, maybe?
Yeah? Well, I would say, I could talk about StarCraft for ages.
You just want to talk for StarCraft for hours and hours.
I could go into all the changes they made.
You could do your own single StarCraft 2 show.
Yeah, I mean, I could literally go on for half an hour about all the little changes they've made. But, I mean, the unit stuff is all on the website, and you can see it right there. But from a gameplay point of view, wow, it's StarCraft.
There we go.
Even the main menu music is, like, the same as the first one, only, like, higher quality.
High quality's good.
Oh, and the Terran soundtrack is really good as well. The Zerg and Protoss don't seem to be as fully finished yet, but the Zerg one's coming along.
Okay, nice. So that's it, yeah? Yeah? Can we stop you, Paul? Can we stop you? Or are you going to try and keep talking about
I wonder if it will run on my netbook.
You said that last night.
Should I try and install it on my netbook?
You can, but not right now.
Let's do it now. You guys keep doing the show.
Not right now, Paul. We're going to finish the podcast. The game. We're going to finish it for this week.
Okay, yeah, so just to finalize,
oh my God.
StarCraft 2 multiplayer beta is awesome.
For those people who can get a key.
It's not even a key, they just have their account activated.
Or buy an account.
Yeah, obviously, hopefully, Catherine will have her account activated as well soon.
Yeah.
As will Adam and all these other fun people, so we can play together. And then I can actually see what the BattleNet friend system's all like. Because, I mean, there's this whole BattleNet social thing, and I've got no friends on there, so it's kind of pointless.
Oh.
So, yeah.
I never converted my WoW account to BattleNet.
You need to do it, Adam, or you can't log into WoW.
I haven't played WoW in ages.
And then you could also get a key in into the StarCraft 2 beta. Just with a BattleNet account you get, as long as you sign up for beta participation.
Aye.
Okay, so...
Tempting.
You can leave feedback.
At StarCraft at
gamercast.net. You can also leave us feedback on the blog, gamercast.net. You can send us messages on Twitter, twitter.com/gamercast. Do you want to say anything, Paul?
Review us on iTunes.
There you go. Review us on iTunes. What else is there?
Subscribe to the show. Subscribe to the blog.
Join our Steam group, Facebook group.
Give me money.
We're also putting up news articles now, as Charlotte mentioned on her letter, so you can check those out as well.
Yes.
And YouTube channel, gamecast.net. That's pretty much
dot, it. Dot spell dot.
Yes. Yes, I'm not going to spell it out though, am I?
Stupid YouTube.
I know. So is that it for this week's show? Yeah.
That is it. We will see everyone next week, where maybe I will have more StarCraft 2 reviews.
And we might have a preview of something as well.
Preview of
I'm not going to say of what, because I'm not sure if StarCraft? I'm allowed to.
StarCraft? StarCraft 2. You've got the single player.
Yes, I've got a copy of StarCraft 2 in my bag.
Dear Blizzard, please give us the game because we are your friends. Sinnerly Gamercast.
Sinnerly. Okay, so we're going to end the show and we'll see you guys next week.
Aye.
Laters.